Good morning. While high pressure maintains control of our weather across interior New York and New England, a few clouds passed by from time to time late yesterday and overnight, and that's helping keep the temperature higher than yesterday at this time when a lot of folks were down to zero or below. Instead, this morning, most everyone's in the teens and lower 20s to start off. A clear sky will lead to a fair amount of sunshine in spots mixed with clouds in others throughout the day today, but that high is strong enough to keep it dry all day long. And with a southerly wind flow developing today, temperatures will be a bit milder and readings will make it into the middle and upper 30s on average. Tonight will dip back below freezing after sunset and into the middle and upper 20s for overnight lows. At the same time, an Alberta Clipper will approach from the upper Midwest and Great Lakes, so clouds will thicken eventually leading to a round of light snow, especially from I-90 and points north, where by sunrise tomorrow morning, up to an inch of snow could coat the ground. South of I-90, more or less a dusting of snow, but less than an inch in most places. During the day on Thursday, we'll have some breaks of sunshine, but also run the risk at a few rain or snow showers as temperatures push into the middle and upper 30s once again. A ridge of high pressure will build in for the day on Friday with highs near 40 and a fair amount of sunshine mixed with clouds and dry weather to round out the work week. As we get into the day on Saturday, another weak disturbance will head in our direction with some light snow showers in the morning. With temperatures climbing up toward 40 in the afternoon, a few rain or snow showers are possible during the day. On Christmas Day, it looks dry and sunny. Temperatures relatively mild, at least not terribly cold, with highs around 40. A couple of weak disturbances will approach for the early part of next week with scattered rain and snow showers and highs in the lower 40s on both Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an Alberta Clipper will cut across the northern tier of the nation and bring a round of light snow from the northern plains to the Great Lakes. Winter weather advisories have been issued from the Arrowhead of Minnesota to the UP of Michigan. Gusty winds associated with this system could reach as high as 55 miles per hour across the Dakotas where wind advisories are out. Meanwhile, Tropical Depression 30 has formed about 275 miles from Yap in the western Pacific Ocean. The depression is expected to intensify to hurricane strength as it approaches the Philippines by Christmas Day. And in the southern hemisphere, Tropical Cyclone Yvette is located about 475 miles off the northwest coast of Australia with 45-mile-per-hour winds. Yvette is expected to intensify slightly as it approaches the coast into the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 7 above 0 with a west wind at 59 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear with ice crystals and 36 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 24 degrees, the dew point 15, 68% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.09 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Naples, Florida, to a low of 21 below zero at Presque Isle, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-40s, Boston sunny in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 28 degrees, the low, 6, the average temperature, 17, that's 10 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0 snowfall, 8.3 inches of snow for the month, which is 3/10 of an inch above normal, and 10.6 inches of snow for the season, which is a half an inch below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low, 19. The record high 59 set in 1957 and the record low 18 below zero in 1942. Sunrise this morning 7:23 a.m. Sunset this evening 4:25 p.m. 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight. No change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and a bit milder today with highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with light snow late tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny and a bit milder today with highs right around 40. Cloudy with a few light snow showers late tonight and lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, a bit milder today with highs reaching the mid-30s. Cloudy with light snow late tonight and lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds and a bit milder today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered snow showers and lows in the middle to upper 20s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and a bit milder today with highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with light snow late tonight and lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some light snow showers in the morning, a few scattered rain and snow showers in the afternoon, upper 30s, a mix of sun and clouds near 40 Friday. Morning light snow showers on Saturday, a few rain and snow showers in the afternoon, lower 40s, mostly sunny on Christmas Day near 40, mostly cloudy with some mixed precipitation on Monday, lower 40s, and more rain and snow showers possible Tuesday with temperatures starting near 40 then falling in the afternoon. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.